OIG recovered more than $5.5 billion this past year. We're talking about that and more of OIG's work in 2016. I'm Tyler Daniels, and welcome to the HHS OIG's podcast. In fiscal year 2016, OIG reported 844 criminal actions, 708 civil actions, and more than $5.66 billion in expected recoveries. Let's take a closer look at some of OIG's work this past year. In February, OIG's Office of Evaluation and Inspections released a case study on healthcare.gov and CMS management of the federal marketplace.
The poor launch was attributable to many avoidable organizational missteps, not just problems with the website technology.
That's one of the report's authors, Ruth Ann Dorrell.
The report identifies factors that contributed to the website's poor launch and subsequent improvement, and lessons for employing core management principles in navigating program implementation and change, particularly as it involves government working with IT contractors.
In March, OIG's Office of Audit Services released a series of audits that found that many state-licensed daycare providers failed to meet health and safety requirements.
In some of our site visits, we found some very dangerous conditions.
That's OIG's George Netter.
We found fire hazards. We found employees without background checks. We found individuals that were not employees and not approved by the state living in the home.
In June, OIG participated in a nationwide $900 million healthcare fraud takedown, the largest healthcare fraud takedown in history.
This is the largest arrest in Medicare Fraud Strike Force's history, both in terms of the number of individuals, the dollar amounts, and the number of districts.
HHS Secretary Sylvia Burwell spoke about the takedown previously at a press conference.
Together, nearly 1,000 federal agents employed advanced analytics and used cutting-edge investigative work to find and expose 300 suspects.
In September, OIG levied a $3 million penalty to Kindred Healthcare, Inc., for failing to comply with a previously instated corporate integrity agreement between the company and the government. It is the largest penalty for violations of a CIA to date. Inspector General Daniel Levinson at the time stated, "This penalty should send a signal to providers that failure to implement these requirements will have serious consequences." Finally, throughout the year, OIG's auditors, evaluators, and investigators testified before Congress six times to inform legislatures and the public about OIG's work.
During the last three fiscal year, OIG investigations have resulted in over $10.9 billion, 2,856 criminal actions, 1,447 civil actions, and 11,343 program exclusions.
That's OIG Special Agent Abjit Dixit in September before the House Committee on Ways and Means.
To accomplish our mission, we employ sophisticated data analytics, which is a valuable tool in detecting fraud. However, it is necessary to combine the insights gained with field intelligence.
That's all we have time to cover today, but you can learn more about these topics and all of OIG's work on our website, oig.hhs.gov. I'm Tyler Daniels. Thanks for listening.